Thank you. Clearly, there was another side to Waller, besides the joints jumping and your feet's too big. That stuff's all great, but it often overshadows the profound composer who wrote that, Bond Street, from his London suite. That's what we're going to turn to next. That actually was a performance from 1939, about 4 years before Waller's untimely passing. At the top of the set, we started with Hallelujah, Waller, unissued on 78, but clearly thinking classically. The Canadian Brass, lounging at the Waldorf. The fact that his music translates so well to brass quintet, I think, says something about the quality of the music. Waller's best music is classical in several respects. It was informed by a real awareness of classical and symphonic music. He quotes from classical pieces. The harmonic sophistication and the harmonic development occasionally are drawn from classical ideas. He goes beyond the then predominant jazz style, as we'll hear, for instance, in the London Suite, which is next up. And his music, as I say, has survived and been revived. It continues in performance and appreciation, and that in itself defines a classic in art. So Waller, I see, was a multidimensional artist, although he's often seen in only one dimension. Now, we turn next to a series of pieces that Waller composed as a London suite, musically depicting the city of London, its various districts and areas. We're going to start with Waller's piano solo recording in London of June 1938 and go through Piccadilly, Chelsea, and Soho. Then we'll hear Bond Street again, except this time performed by Dick Hyman on the Emory Theatre Wurlitzer. And then to Keith Nichols in a 1987 recording, and it will continue with the suite in the order Waller originally recorded it. So all six songs in this set are composed by Waller from his famous London suite. Thank you. Keith Nichols, an outstanding British pianist, trombonist, bandleader, transcriber, arranger, playing Fats Waller's London Suite, Piccadilly at the top, Chelsea, and Soho, all districts of London, Bond Street, Whitechapel, and Limehouse. We started with Waller's piano solos from London of 1938, stopped by Dick Hyman's Emory Theater Wurlitzer gig in Cincinnati, and ended, as I said, with Keith Nichols. And as Waller said, the piano is my stomach, the organ is my heart. He sure loved that instrument. Though should you still have any doubts that Thomas Fats Waller was a composer and keyboard artist capable of a broad range of expression, or that he sought to express something deeper, of deeper meaning in jazz, or should you question that Fats Waller was a classicist, well then, just listen to him play the sextet from the opera Lucia di Lammermoor by Donizetti in a piano solo from 1939. A Fats Waller piano solo of 1939, the sextet from Donizetti's Lucia di Lammermoor, among the classical adaptations he was recording at the time. So after hearing this unusual music of Waller, I hope you agree that there's another, less well-known side to Fats Waller, a more thoughtful, reflective side behind the clowning and comedy. But then, according to those who knew him, there was greater depth to the man than one might at first suspect. For instance, he absorbed and discussed Shakespeare, Plato, and Beethoven. I'm Dave Redlauer. Thanks for joining me for Fats Waller, Classical Musician. Jazz Rhythm is produced by Rhythm Productions, providing professional sound preservation and restoration services. The Jazz Rhythm website, featuring articles, pictures, archive sound, and jazz links, is jazzhot.bigstep.com. Finally, concluding this first of five Waller programs, it's one of the best-loved of jazz waltzes. Waller wrote this in order to make the point that jazz could be tender and gentle, and still swing. And it's a favorite of mine, Waller on electric organ at one of his last recording sessions in 1942, the lovely Jitterbug Waltz.